It is gorgeous. So help out, make your donation. $5 for one chance, 20 for five.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll be out there with a drawing for the winner. And it will be a very Merry Christmas for them. That is for sure. It is 6:46. Up and Adam. Here we go into a Wednesday, December 20th, 41 degrees at the present time as we say good morning to our friend Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm up. I'm not sure how Adam I am. But I'm going.
You are. I know you've got a lot of Adam left in you. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, Casey.
Yes. So we have our last carriage ride of the year this Thursday, and we've had tons of phone calls for people looking through the online registration saying, I'm only seeing like one ticket available occasionally, and yep, that's what we got. We've sold through those fairly quickly. So somebody, you know, said, I really need six. How can you make that happen? And I wanted to say, well, if you go to the fabrication lab and work with Jeremy and make a flux capacitor. But we're excited about the last carriage rides of the season. It's been fantastic for families, and we love to see the carriages up and down Commercial Street. Oh, we also have...
They look great, too, at night with the lights on there. And,
wow.
Oh, it's a blast.
It really
is.
It really looks good. Takes you back.
Yes. We have a ton of people coming in for Emporia Main Street gift certificates, and we will extend our hours. I'll be here from 10 to 2 this Saturday. So I just assume that most guy shoppers are like me and need that extra time, so you can come by the office and we'll get you hooked up. Of course, we have Emporia merchandise in the shop. Some people are purchasing Dueling Pianos tickets for this January for Christmas gifts for that experience-based sort of event that they can give. So lots of different things going on in the office. We also have kind of our final push for Soldier Care Package send-off. So if you've got some items that you want to send off to the men and women that are serving from the local area, you can drop those by Emporia Main Street, and we will get them where they need to go.
Yeah, you just drop into the Fab Lab. See if Jeremy can't create a couple of steeds, you know, in a carriage. And,
yeah. Oh, he can do it.
He has created some 3D printed Christmas gifts, including for me.
Nice.
It's cool. I think he kind of cocks an eyebrow when I walk in and say, I've got an idea. Well, sure you do.
.. Yep. That's funny.
But so, beyond that, I just wanted to say, because this is our last call-in before Christmas, just Merry Christmas to everyone and a Happy New Year to everybody out there. We appreciate all the support from Emporia Main Street, and we definitely appreciate everybody shopping at local and locally owned businesses and supporting the local area. So we appreciate you.
Indeed. We indeed do. How'd the Sippin' Shop go last weekend?
It went really well.
That's what I heard,
we had really good stats through a placer that we dropped. I think we had over throughout the day, not just Sip and Shop, but throughout the day, we had over 10,000 people downtown. It was like 10-9. So that's a really good day for this time of year, and good feedback from the businesses that participated. And you know, sipping does lead to more shopping, so that worked out really well.
You confirmed that, huh?
We did. Not sure if that study was scientific, but it seemed to be working.
All right. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Sipping does lead to more shopping, it's and a lot of other things, too.
Not an anecdotal end of evidence anymore, is it?
It's 6:50 here on a Wednesday morning. And hey, folks, guess what?
What?
Chuck, you're going to be able to take some time off? What?
What? It was approved. So, yep, I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah,
getting a chance to go see my parents for the first time in a while. So.
Yeah, a long time.
That's been a while.
Yep. That's great. And kids in tow, the whole thing. Get to see the grandkids, all
Holy
that stuff.
Holy cow! Yeah, we're taking our three ring circus on the road.
But yeah, I mean, parents are really happy. We have not had a chance to spend a Christmas. Oh boy, it's been 20 plus years.
Yeah, same.
since had a Christmas at home. So, you know, we've got it scheduled out so we can have Christmas up in Nebraska and also Christmas down here. So it's going to be good.
That's a win-win, yeah.
Yeah, and it's huge for the kids. They are so excited about it, getting a chance to see. And Athena, because, you know, three of our kids were adopted, Athena's never, because of the scheduling, never has seen my grandparents yet, so, or my parents yet. So that's coming.
Well, what a special weekend this will be.
It's going to be fun.
That is good, and we'll try to keep the ship afloat here.
I'm working as we speak right now on just making sure we got enough, you know, stuff in order to on the news side to make it so that it's not like a two-story or a three-story newscast.
Chuck is creating patches that we can put over the holes that may sprout up here.
Oh, I don't know about
that. Next week. All right, Chuck Samples from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. It is 6:52. Hey, why don't you know quickly, too, that beginning next year, which is only a few days away because, as you heard earlier, there's only 11 days left, but we will be starting our school lunch menus with USD 253 beginning when school starts January 4th.
Outstanding.
We'll be ready to go. They're back.
Yay, awesome.
So post-COVID, finally able to get this done, and also starting in January with USD 253, Chuck and I will be featuring a special good story segment from the school district that we'll read every Friday following the 8 a.m. news.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
More good news to share. So there Absolutely. We are. 6:53. Good morning.
Emporia residents are reminded there will be no commercial residential trash or east side.